Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shlema, for Sarah Chanchev and Nechama, Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avram Alevi, Moshe Tzvi ben Frida Simcha, Yehuda ben Margalit Zara, Shendel, Yishai Dov Alevi ben Neri, and Shmuel ben Elisheva. We're going to be learning from the Sefer Marbe Zikaron and Simon Hay. The Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah in Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis says that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos in the Mikdash, they would blow the shofar, but not in the Medina. Outside the Mikdash, they wouldn't blow the shofar. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was metaken that there'll be that they would tokei b'shofar any place where there's a Beis Din. Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was only metaken b'Yavne. That's where the Sanhedrin Agadola went. B'zman Churban Beis Sheni. And in the time of Yochanan ben Zakkai, and wherever the Sanhedrin went afterwards, they would blow the shofar there, but not everywhere. Even if there's a Beis Din of 23, they wouldn't blow. Only in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin Agadol is. And Lacham said to Rebbe Lazar, it's not true. Echad Yavne vechad kol makom sheish bo Beis Din. Both Yavne and every place with a Beis Din, they would blow. The bottom of the page says, Echad Yavne vechad kol makom sheish bo Beis Din, Amar of Huna. V'im Beis Din, together with Beis Din. What does it mean, V'im Beis Din? What does that mean? Bifnei Beis Din, in front of the Beis Din. Afukei shelo bifnei Beis Din alone. That excludes shelo bifnei Beis Din, that you're not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. Meisiv Ravos, and our Rav asks the kasha on this. Ve'odzos, Haysa Yishalayim Yisei Ral Yavne, that there's something else in which Yishalayim was preferable, greater, extra, then Yavne, something that applied, halacha that applied to Yerushalayim and not to Yavne. What does it mean, ve'odzos? Ve'odzos implies there's something else. So what's the first thing? So we skip that in Yerushalayim, token Yechidim, or Yavne in token Yechidim, that in Yerushalayim, even individuals would blow on Rosh Hashanah Shcholios B'Shabbos. And that's the why Yerushalayim is greater than Yavne, because in Yavne, the Yechidim would not blow. For the Gemara, it's not true, because Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says that when the Shliach Tzibur would finish his tkiyah in Yavne, you couldn't hear anything because there were so many Yechidim blowing. In Yavne, the Yechidim used to blow as well. El alav, to be Yerushalayim, token bein bezman bezin, bein shalob bezman bezin, b'yavne bezman bezin, in shalob bezman bezin, like that in Yerushalayim, they would blow whether it was the time of Beis Din or not the time of Beis Din. And in Yavne, they would only blow at the time of Beis Din. But if it wasn't Bizman Beis Din, then they wouldn't blow. And from here, the Gemara asks Akasha, you see that Bizman Beis Din, they would blow. Even Shalob Ifne Beis Din, it sounds like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that when they blow, they have to blow in front of the Beis Din. And here you see that in Yavne, as long as it's a Zman Beis Din, they can blow even in, not in front of the Beis Din. So the Gemara asks that as the Kasha and Rav Huna. Akopanim Rashi says, in Dibur HaMaschil, Bein Bezman Beis Din, Ad Sheishol Shei Beis Din Yoshvin. So when Zman Beis Din? For the first 6 hours of the day that the Beis Din are sitting. And Bein Shalobizman Beis Din, Rashi says, Sheholchu Livvatehem. That they went home. So what is Zman Beis Din according to Rashi? Before they go home, for the first 6 hours is Zman Beis Din. Shalobizman Beis Din is that they already went home. Later on, at Aflamid, the Gemara says, Ikdamasil Had Rav Huna. Some people learned the statement of Rav Huna when he said, V'in Beis Din, on the following Pasuk. Dichtiv, Yom Kippur and Tavir Shofar B'chol Aretzichem, then on Yovel and Yom Kippur. They would blow the shofar. And from here you see that B'chol Aretzichem, that the mitzvah of Tkiyas, Melamech kol Yachid v'yachid, Chayv l'tkol, that every Yachid darf blozen. Every Yachid has to blow the shofar. On Rav Huna v'im Beis Din. When the Yechidim are blowing, they're blowing with Beis Din. My v'im Beis Din, v'smaintis im Beis Din. And for the Gemara, Bizman Beis Din. Here the Gemara says in Beis Din means at the time of Beis Din, and that excludes that if it's not the time of Beis Din, then they're not allowed to blow. Doesn't have to be mamish in front of the Beis Din, but at least it has to be bizman Beis Din. So now Mesiv Rav Sheshes, Frek Rav Sheshes from a Braisa, Shabbat Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkil Brachas, that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal in that they both say nine brachas, Musaf Time, Machas, Chornas, and Shofars, and they both blow the shofar. But Ela Shabbat Yovel Token Bein Bifin Bein Bein Shkit Shabbos HaChodesh Bein Bein Shlokit Shabbos HaChodesh. Yovel they would blow whether it was a Beis and that was Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and other was the Sanhedrin. And whether it was a basin that wasn't Makadish L'Chodesh, in other words, the basin of every city, Chol Yachad V'Yachad Chayav L'Tkoya, and every Yachad has to blow, and in Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yutokin Ela B'Vezin Shkit Shabbos HaChodesh. So in Yovel they would blow, no matter whether the basin was Makadish L'Chodesh or not, and in Rosh Hashanah, they would only blow in a basin that was Makadish L'Chodesh, but Sanhedrin Agadola, like Rebbe Lazar in our Mishnah, who says, Dafki, you need the Sanhedrin Agadola, and Chol Yachad V'Yachad Chayav L'Tkoya. But the Yechidim don't have to blow. Vayovel, every yachid has to blow. In Rosh Hashanah, the yachidim don't have to blow. What does that mean? Mayin kol yachid v'yachid chayv litka. Ilem v'diyovel tokan yachidim Rosh Hashanah tokan yachidim. It's not true. If you're going to say that in Yovel the yachidim blow, and in Rosh Hashanah they don't, we know that when the Shliach Tzibur would finish his tkiah, on Rosh Hashanah Shkolas B'Shabbos in Yavne, you couldn't hear anything, any sounds, because there were so many people blowing shofar. So you see that the Yechidim would blow on Rosh Hashanah. So what does it mean? Eldil B'Yovel. That on Yovel they would blow both Bizman Bezin and Shanat Bizman Bezin and Rosh Hashanah Bizman Bezin. Yes, Shalom Bizman Bezin. Lo. And then from that the Gemara asks Akasha. From here you see that on Yovel, Bain Bizman Bezin, Bain Shalom Bizman Bezin. Because in Yovel, according to this, the Gemara is saying, they would blow Bain Bizman Bezin, Bain Shalom Bizman Bezin. And that was why it was different than Rosh Hashanah, which was only Bizman Bezin. And that's not like Rav Huna, who says that on Yovel, you have to blow, because here we're talking Rav Huna is relating to Yovel, you have to blow Dafka Bizman Beis Din, the Gemara, and for the Gemara, lo, le'olam, Bizman Beis Din. Really, like Rav Huna said, you have to blow Bizman Beis Din. And this is what it means when it says, when it distinguishes in the brights between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. But Yovel, Bizman Beis Din, Toikim, Bain Bifnei Beis Din, Bain Shalom Bifnei Beis Din. And Yovel, if it's Zman Beis Din, you have to blow, whether you're in front of the Beis Din or not, and on Rosh Hashanah, you blow Bizman Beis Din Ubifne Beis Din. Rosh Hashanah Mamish has to be in front of the Beis Din. And Yovel doesn't have to be in front of the Beis Din as long as Bizman Beis Din, which is exactly what Rav Huna said. That Yovel you have to blow Bizman Beis Din. Now, Frek the Gemara, Boy Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is a Shaila. Ninaru Lamad Velomdu. Let's say the Danim of the Beis Din started getting up, but they didn't actually get up. They removed themselves from their seats, but they weren't, they didn't yet go home. Ma, what's the din? Beis Din Yoshvin Ba'inan V'ha'iko Demozman Beis Din Binan V'leka. Do you need that the Beis Din has to be sitting? And this is a Beis Din Yoshvin because they didn't yet go home. Or do you need it to be Zman Beis Din V'leka? Because once they start getting up, they're not talking about the case anymore. And we need to a time when the Beis Din is actually talking about the case. So the Gemara is a Shaila. What's the din of Ninaru? Does Ninaru have a din of Beis Din Yoshvin or not? On one side, maybe it's not Beis Din Yoshvin because they started getting up. Maybe it is Zman Beis Din. It is considered Beis Din Yoshvin because they didn't yet go home. That's considered Beis Din Yoshvin. Or maybe it's not Zman Beis Din. Once they started getting up, it's not considered Zman Beis Din anymore. That's the Gemara's clear. What's so interesting here is that in this case, the Gemara is Mesupik when we talk about Yovel in the Lishna Basra of Rav Huna. When we talk about Yovel, the din of Yovel, when you're blowing, we have a suffix. What's the din if Ninaru Lamud, if they started getting up? Do they have a din of a Beis Din or not? It's a very interesting question. But Rashi is Mefurish earlier in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, earlier in the Gemara, Rashi says, Bein Shalobizman Bezin Shahochul Bateyam. Shalobizman Bezin means they went home. Until they go home, it's considered Zman Bezin. So we have a suffix, what happens when they get up, but they didn't yet go home? And in the Lishna Kama, it's Pasha to Rashi that until they went home, they have a Din Bezin. So what's the Gemara clearing here, whether they have a Din Bezin? If they get up and they didn't yet go home, when according to Rashi, it's already Pashut and Lishna Kama, that until they go home, they have a Din Bezin. That's a Stira Haflev Afele. So Medarv Zagin, what do we have to say? That Rashi holds that this whole Suffolk only applies to the Lishna Basra when we're talking about Yovel. And there's a Mashmos like that in the Sugya, because the Gemara only presents the Suffolk in the Lishna Basra, not in the Lishna Kama when we're talking about blowing on Rosh Hashanah. But then we have to understand, Vos is der chiluk tzuvishin de lishna kam and de lishna basra. What then is the distinction between the first lashon and the latter lashon? Because of the former lashon, it's pashut that until they go home, they have a din bezdin, and the latter lashon, the lishna basra, it's not pashut anymore. It could be that once they already start ninaru, they already lose their shame bezdin. Now, both in lishna kam and lishna basra, we have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchok. That the Yechidim would blow in Yavne. In the Lishna Kama, Rashi didn't explain anything. In the Lishna Basra, Rashi says, V'af b'yom tov shechol yos b'shabbos. That even on yom tov shechol yos b'shabbos, the Yechidim would blow. So the Baal Kapas Tamarim, in his Sefer Yom Teruah, asks, V'monavshach. Either it's Pashut. It's Pashut, that's what we're talking about here. Why else would you think otherwise? Why would you think that it's not talking about Yom? What you would think it's talking about Yom Tov or Shoshana? That's not Chal on Shabbos. Pashut. That this is talking about Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. The L'Hachi Yakad Navne Yavne Rashi says that's why it mentions Yavne. Because in Yavne there's a din of Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos that you're allowed to blow shofar. So it's Pashut that it's talking about Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And if it's not Pashut, then why didn't Rashi explain anything in Lishna Kama? Only Lishna Basra Rashi explains, not in Lishna Kama. So either it's Pashut, or Rashi had told us in Lishna Kama. Also, it's Lashon of Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. He should have said B'Shabbos, and we know that it's talking about Yom Tov. It doesn't even say Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. In the Brisa, that Rosh Hashanah brings in the Lishna Basra, it says the Sanya Rosh Hashanah ain't talking Ela Bebeis and Shekitchu Bosa Chodesh. Rashi explains, Lo are you talking Kishachol Lios B'Shabbos Ela Bebeis and Hagadol Shel Sel Sanhedrin Hagadola Hamakachin Esach Hadoshim Rabbi Eliezeri. So here also Rashi uses a Lashon of Kishachol Lios B'Shabbos, and Rashi doesn't stop say B'Shabbos. So we have numerous kashas. So the Mahalach is Zizoy. We have to understand, we know that a Jew answers a question with a question. So to answer all of our questions, we'll ask another question. Why in the Lishna Basra did Rav Huna say that Rav Huna only mentioned Yovel and not Rosh Hashanah? In the Lishna Basra, Rav Huna is only referring to Yovel. And the Pasuk, V'yom Kippurim Tavu Shavu Chal Aretzichem, Elam Shkol Yachad Yochayv Lutkoy, Rav Huna says, V'im Beisdin. But we see later on, in the Gemara, in the Sugya, that in Rosh Hashanah also we need Kiyah Bifnei Beisdin. So Rav Huna, who could have made his statement, he says V'im Beisdin. So V'im Beisdin applies to Rosh Hashanah also. Rosh Hashanah is even more. Rosh Hashanah you need Bizman Beisdin or Bifnei Beisdin L'maskana. And that's more than you need on Yovel, that it's enough to blow Bizman Beisdin, but it doesn't mean to be Bifnei Beisdin. So why then, sweet friends, did Rav Huna not mention Rosh Hashanah? He only said his statement about Yovel. And therefore we have to say that the intention of Rav Huna is According to the Lishna Basra, to equate the din of Rosh Hashanah to the din of Yovel, even though there's a chiluk between them, in one prat, that in Yovel you don't need bifnei based in mamish, and it's enough to be bizman based in. However, in general, they are similar. There's one yisod, there's one principle that guides both dinim, both Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So he doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is included. It's just like Yovel. When he says Fim Beisdin, it's a Yovel and Rosh Hashanah Dikadin. Now, why? Because there's one yisod for both. Now, according to Rabba earlier on in the Gemara, Midoraisa, there's a mitzvah Gemara to be Tokeya even on Shabbos. And that they ask her to blow is because of the Zerah Shem Everena Arbamas. And that the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai afterwards made a takana that they should be Tokeya and Beisdin, it's because we're Samech on the Beisdin to be concerned that people shouldn't carry Birshus HaRabim. So this is very, very important. We see that the whole purpose of the Beisdin in this takana is Shmira V'amida HaLacha, to make sure that the Halacha is properly kept, properly guarded, properly preserved. And there's no comparison between the Beisdin of Yovel and the Beisdin of Rosh Hashanah. It's pashut by the Beisdin of Yovel, and we're talking about the Beisdin of Yovel, that's because they're responsible for the general inyanim of Klal Yisrael. They count the years until Yovel, they call freedom to all Yoshvei Haaretz to free their slaves, they return the fields. So in according to Rava earlier on in the Gemara, when the whole Yisod of the where on Shabbos you're really allowed to blow Midaraisa, and there's just a gzeira. So what's this gzeira that it should be Beisdin? The whole gzeira of Beisdin is because Beisdin is responsible to make sure that the halacha is being kept. That's Rosh Hashanah. But Yovel is a different Beisdin, serves a different function. The function of the Beis Din and Yovel is because they're responsible for the general Yonah of Klal Yisrael, not just that they should keep the halach, the specific halachas. And therefore, if Huna comes in Lishna Basrin, he explains, not like Rabba, but like Reb Levi Bar Lachman that we saw earlier in the Sugya, beginning of the Sugya, he was Mechadish, as we learned in a previous year, that Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos is a different type of Yomtif. It's a different Chalos. Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's a different Shem Yomtif when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. This intersection of Shabbos and Yomtif creates a new chalos, and it has its own dinim, and it has its own kiyum mitzvah shofar. What's the kiyum mitzvah shofar? Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. But that by saying the psukim of trua, not by actually blowing, that's the special kiyum. And according to this opinion, the takana B'Yochanan and Zakkai was mechadesh that this new tkiyah medivrei sofrim is not shayach to the etzem ha-mechayiv of mitzvah Torah. It's a new type of tkiyah. And that's why Rashi calls it in the Mishnah tkiyah Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a reason not to blow. But here it's called tkiyah Shabbos because Shabbos is the machayiv of this tkiyah. That it's a mitzvah derabbanan that's chal on Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And that's a different parasha of Yom Tov. It's Levi Bar Lachma. According to Rabbo, no. You're not blowing on Shabbos. Shabbos is a reason not to blow. But according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, if you're going to blow, in other words, after the Takana Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you're blowing because Shabbos has a special Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos has a special Mechayiv. It's a special day. Before the Takana Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was by saying the Psukim, and now it's by actually blowing. And Rav Huna is Mechadish, according to this, that we have to say that the Din Beis Din is not Shaykh to just guarding the Halacha like it is according to Rabbi, but the Beis Din of Tkiyas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai and Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos like the Beis Din of Yovel. That there's a Mamad of Beis Din serving the function of being the Shliach Tzibur of Am Yisrael. They're Mechadish Chadoshim. They are Korei Mikrai Kodesh. And therefore, they have responsibility for this blowing. So the blowing of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos b'chol makom sheyesh bo Beis Din, so that is midin Beis Din as being achrayi, as being responsible for all of Klal Yisrael. So now we've established that in the Lishna, that the Beis Din of, according to Rav Huna, that the Beis Din of Rosh Hashanah has the same status as the Beis Din of Yovel, of being responsible for the whole, the general inyanim of Klal Yisrael. And now we understand why Dafkan Lishna Baser, we bring this Brisa of your, that you're only talking about Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Din Shekichu Bo Sachodesh. Why dafka in the Lishna Basra do we bring this brisa that ain't talking Rosh Hashanah ala Beis Din Shekichu Bo Sachodesh? Because this brisa is not shayach according to Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no mile of the Beis Din Agadol mitzad that they're Makadish Techodesh. Just mitzad, they have a koach to be mefarsim, to be shomer people, that they shouldn't carry Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim. And therefore in the Lishna Basra, where we're trying to say that there's a comparison between the Beis Din of Yovel and the Beis Din of Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Din of Rosh Hashanah looks like the Beis Din of Yovel, then we're going to bring this brisa that you're only token Rosh Hashanah beveizin shekitshu ba'os hachodesh, because they're the makatshei chadoshim, they're the representatives of the Klal Yisrael. So in the latter, in the Lishna Basra, we're talking about Beis Din as representatives of Klal Yisrael, as the makatshei chadoshim, the kori mikorei kodesh, etc. According to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, this brisa is beautiful, not according to Rabbah. Rabbah says that you're right, it's Beis Din that they're Makadish L'Chodesh, but the purpose of the Beis Din is to make sure that people don't carry. But according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, this brisa is beautiful, that since the inyan of the Beis Din in this key is not as poskim, as responsible for halacha, but as representatives of the nation, so that's shayach to the, this is shayach to the Beis Din that was Makadish L'Chodesh. And now Rashi is very meduktok, that he says that this brisa is talking about kishechol liyos b'shabbos. So this chol liyos b'shabbos is merameh to the shita of Levi Bar Lachman, that the kind of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was to be mechadish a special tkiyah for Yom Tov chol liyos b'shabbos. Yom Tov chol liyos b'shabbos has a special chalos. It's a sug acher, it's a different category of blowing. So what we have now is that in the Lishna Basra, Rav Levi Bar Lachma, the Lishna Basra is going according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma. Rav Huna, the Lishna Basra, was a mechadish according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma. Rav Levi Bar Lachma holds that Rosh Hashanah Shcholes B'Shabbos has a special chalos, and therefore the Beis Din of Rosh Hashanah Shcholes B'Shabbos is similar to the Beis Din of Yovel, just like the Beis Din of Yovel is coming there, that they're coming as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So too, the Beis Din of Rosh Hashanah and the Lishna Basra are coming as representatives of Klal Yisrael, and that's why there's a din of im Beis Din. You have to blow im Beis Din, as Rav Huna says. There's a difference in the prat between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, whether it's bifnei or shalom bifnei. But everybody holds that the purpose of the Beis Din, the reason it has to be at the time of Beis Din, is because Beis Din is coming as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So now we can answer also the kashya of the Yom HaTrua and Rashi, who says in the Lishna Basra, the cult key of the Yechidim in Yavne were heard even on Yom Tov Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. So we asked, what's this? We said that it's Pashat, that it's talking about Yom Tov Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. And if it isn't Pashat, then why don't you explain in Lishna Kama? The answer is that in Lishna Kama, it's Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu. So it's Pashat that we can allow the Yechidim to blow because they're doing it, and the Beis Din is making sure that they're not going to carry. So Memela, we know that on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos, if it says that they can, when it says that they can blow, we know that it means they can blow on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos, because the Beis Din is going to be concerned, because in the Lishna Kama we're talking about Beis Din is guarding the halacha. We know that Beis Din is going to preserve the halacha, and they're going to make sure people don't carry. So there, Rashi didn't have to explain that there's no problem with the hearers of Shemi Avi Reno, because the Beis Din is going to take care of that. But in the Lishna Basra, that the inyan of the Kiyah Beis Din is because of the Makom, the Maim, because of the Chashivas of Beis Din, that the Kiyah Shabbos, the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, was Mechadish. We have to be Mekayim B'Kahalam and Moshev Zakenim, and everything is Talui in the covered in the chashivas of Beis Din, and not the koach psak halacha and guarding the halacha. So it's a chiddush that there was a tkiya by yechidim. So then the Lishna Bas is a much bigger chiddush. Mitzvah, I would say that you blow on the Beis Din, and thus is genik. And therefore Rashi says no, it's shaykh on Yom Tov Shecholios B'Shabbos. In other words, this new tkiya of Yochanan and Zakkai that was decreed for that special day of Yom Tov Shevashana Shecholios B'Shabbos is because of that special status of the day, that he was mitakein it, that everybody should blow. And even though it's more of a chiddush now, because since there's a special maimed for the Beis Din, so you would think that Yechidim don't blow. So Kamash Malan Rashi, no. That even though it's Yom Tov Shcholios B'Shabbos, and therefore you would think that it's a new tkiah that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was metaken out Beis Din, that there's a special job here for the Beis Din. Why? Because we're talking in the Lishna Basra, and in the Lishna Basra we're talking about the Beis Din as representatives of Klal Yisrael, so you would think that a Yachid isn't blowing, and therefore Rashi is emphasizing, no. You have to know that this is talking about when it's Shabbos, and despite the fact that it's Shabbos, and you think that you're not going to be blowing because you need, the Yachidim are not going to be blowing, because only the representatives of Klal Yisrael have to blow, and therefore the Yechidim are still blowing because the Hachi Yakud Na Yavne, because that's why it says Yavne. Yavne is to show that it's in the time of Beis Din. So Beis Din, because that's what the Beis Din was. So Beis Din, even though it's a Beis Din, and you would think that it's Midin Mikoach, the general power of Beis Din is representative of Klal Yisrael, and Yechidim don't blow. Kamash Mal Lishna Basra, that Yechidim do blow. So the Yisod we're going with here is that in Lishna Kama, it's a din in Beis Din. Rosh Hashanah is different than Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Din's job is to make sure people are keeping the halacha, and therefore when they're blowing on Shabbos, it's not a special Shabbos tikkat kiyah. It's that Beis Din is going to make sure that they're not carrying. But according to Lishna Basra, Rav Levi, that's according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, that Rosh Hashanah Shcholos B'Shabbos is special chalos, and there's special tkiyas there, and the tkiyas are based in tikkat tkiyas, also representatives of Klal Yisrael, and therefore there's a big chiddush that even Yechidim are blowing. And now we can also explain the stira in Rashi in the Gemara. That in Lishna Kama, Rashi explained that when Beis Din went home, then Beis Din is finished, and he also already says in Lishna Basra that it's not, he's Mesubuk if they just started getting up, but they still have a din Beis Din. What do you mean? You already said that they have a din Beis Din until they go home. So according to what we said, it's gur gavaldik, because in the Lishna Basra we're talking about the chashivus of the maimed of the Beis Din, and therefore it could be that the second they start getting up, even after they get up, they still have a tsuras Beis Din, they still have the chashivus, they still have the covet of the Beis Din. But in the Lishna Kama, the need for the Beis Din is to make sure that people don't blow, they don't come to Chilul Shabbos. So, in the Lishna Basra, when Beis Din, if Beis Din has their covet, but only when they're sitting as Beis Din. Only when they're sitting as Beis Din. But the second they get up, maybe there's a suffix, they lose their covet. Because when they're sitting as Beis Din, they have the chashivas of Beis Din. But the second they get up, now they don't have that chashivas anymore of a Moshe of Beis Din. But if it's keeping the halacha, even after they get up, it's pashut that they still have the status of a Beis Din. Why is that pashut? Because they're guarding the halacha even after they get up and they haven't yet gone home. Acha hochul b'tem, they have the status of a Beis Din because they're making sure that people keep halacha. Mashe enkei in the Lishna Basra, where they need to have the chashivas of Beis Din. Chashivas of Beis Din only when their mom is sitting. It could be that once they get up, they lose their chashivas. And therefore the Gemara is a suffix, but not in the Lishna Kama. You should all be zochem to Hashem. Lul mod ulam adishma last. The time is kalivri samatar. So we have a main. Shalom, sweetest friend.